We're privileged to hear Shir from Rav Tzvi Krakauer, Reish Chabura, Kol Avodas Levi. Without further ado.
The Torah, Parshas Matos, Pasuk says as follows, the second to last page, Ish, beginning of the Pasuk is cut off, Ish, Ki yidor neder la Hashem, oy hi shava shvua, lesser Israel nafshoi, lo yachal devoroi, kechol ayotzi mipiv yase. When a person makes either a neder or a shvua, which creates an iser, creates a prohibition on himself, lo yachal devoroi, he cannot violate his words, rather, kechol ayotzi mipiv yase, whatever he expresses, he must do and he must keep. From the pasuk, it seems like there are two distinct entities. There is a neder, there is a shvua. Ish ki yidor neder, l'Hashem oy hishava shvua. If you make a neder or a shvua, there is something called a neder, there's something called a shvua. Even in Shas, there are two mesechtes. There's mesechtes nedarim and mesechtes shvuas. So we will be discussing mesechtes nedarim. In the first Mishnah, Mesechtes Nedarim, the Mishnah discusses how a person makes a neder, the different ways a person can make a neder, kinuyim, yadais. But as an introduction to the entire Mesechtes Nedarim, there is a very important ran, and that is the first ran on Mesechtes Nedarim. And the ran says as follows: Neder hu be'echad mishnei inyanim. There are two categories of neder. There's one title called neder, and there are two categories of neder. Im nidrei hekdish shehu makdish lebedek habayis oylem mizbeach. Either you can have nidrei hekdish where a person is makdish an item either to the Beis HaMikdash or to be brought as a karbon. Oy nidrei iser sheosar al atzmai dvarm hamutarim. Or there's something called Nidrei Isser, where a person makes Isurim, he makes prohibitions on himself, something which is in essence Mutter. And the Ran then describes the two differences between Nidrei Isser and Nidrei Hektish, is that Nidrei Isser is something which is only Usser to specific people. I can Usser something on myself, I can Usser my items on others, as opposed to Nidrei Hektish, which are Usser to everyone. And the second difference the Ran mentions is that Nidrei Isser can only be made on a person's own items or on other people's items to himself. As opposed to Nidrei Hektish can only be made with a person's own items and it becomes Usser on everyone. But basically, Nidrei Isser and Nidrei Hektish are the same idea. They all fall under the title of Nedarim. And Nedarim basically means in the Ran that a person has the ability to make an item usser. Not just Hashem makes things usser, a person has the ability through his words to make an item usser. If it's only usser to specific people, then it's called Nidrei Isser. If it's usser to everyone, then it's called Nidrei Hektish. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. One of the questions that that Mefarshim ask on the Ran, that there is a rule by Nidrei Hektish. The Gemara calls it Amirasai Ligvaya Kmisirasai Lehedyat. That when a person is makdish an item, when a person says this is now a karbon, or this now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that is transferring an item to Hektish, similar to transferring an item to another person. Meaning, whenever you sell an item to someone, or you give someone an item b'matana, there are certain rules that are done in order to effect that transfer. There's Meshicha, there's Mesira, pulling, taking possession, Chazaka, Kesef, giving money. The Gemara is saying that Amiras L'Gvaya K'misaras L'Hedyat means that by Hektish, the mere speaking, saying the word, that this item now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that affects a transfer to Hektish. So the Achrayim ask that Nidrei Hektish aren't creating Yisurim. Nidrei Hektish is a form of transfer. If you want to transfer something to the Beis HaMikdash, how do you do it? By saying, this belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to transfer something as a karbon to Hashem, what do you say? You say, Harezu Oila, Harezu Shlamim, this is a karbon. Nidrei Hektish aren't Isurim. Nidrei Hektish is a form of transfer. And I believe the Teretz is that even though it's true that with Nidrei Hekdesh you create a transfer, the act of Nidrei Hekdesh is not an act of transfer. It's an act of making Isser. As a result of the Isser that you're making, that affects a transfer. And let me give you an example. There's a famous Tosfos in the beginning of Masechtas Kiddushin on Beis Amud Beis, where Tosfos speaks out that when a person says to an Isha, when someone marries a woman, he says, Harei at mikudeshesli. What does it mean, Harei at mikudeshesli? You're not making her kadosh, you're not making her holy. What does it mean, Harei at mikudeshesli? And Tosfos says that what a person is doing is, he's saying to an Isha, you are asura l'kulei alma kehektish. And the purpose of asking her, l'kulei alma kehektish, is so that she should be dedicated to me. Meaning as follows. The way you can dedicate something to a specific purpose is by making it usur to everyone and everything else. When a man goes to an Isha and says, Hareyat mikudeshesli, what he's saying is, you are usur to everyone else, and as a result of that isur to everyone else, you are now dedicated to me. I believe that that's the same way the Ran understands Nidrei Hekdesh. Nidrei Hekdesh are not a transfer. Nidrei Hekdesh are an isur. But what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really owns everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to transfer things to him, so now he owns it. Hashem, LaHashem Ha'aretzim Loya. Hashem owns everything. But everything in this world we have a right to use, we have a right to access. When a person creates Nidrei Hekdesh, he creates an Isser in the item that he owns that now no one can touch it. No one can use it. As a result of that Nidrei Isser, that Isser that he's placing in the item, it is now dedicated, it is now reserved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not that Nidrei Hekdesh are a transfer. Nidrei Hekdesh are an Isser just like Nidrei Isser are an Isser. It's just that the result of Nidrei Hekdesh, the result of the Isser I'm putting in an item that no one else can touch it, that automatically creates a reality that now it's reserved to Hashem. So it's not an act of transfer, it's an act of Isser that results in a transfer. Again, but according to the Ran, Nidarim means making something Usser. There are two ways to make something Usser. There's Nidrei Isser, where it's Usser to only specific people. There's Nidrei Hekdesh, where the Isser is so great, the Isser is so total, that now it is dedicated to Hashem. But that is the meaning of the word Nidarim, Nidrei Hekdesh, Nidrei Isser. That is the Ran. Now, there's an interesting Ritva, also on the beginning of Nidarim. The Ritva, to me, seems like he's saying something very different. Zog the Ritva, Shnei Inyone Nidarim Heim. There are two types of Nidarim. Ho'echad Nidrei Hekdeshois. One is Nidrei Hekdesh. V'hu kol shemakabal olav loseis dover l'gvoya. Hein kochei shemayim or mizbeach. Hein kochei bedekabayis. V'chein hanoider l'tztaka. Zog the Ritva, that Nidrei Hekdesh means giving something over to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Mizbeach, or committing oneself to giving tzedakah. That's also called Nidrei Hekdesh. And then there's a second category called Nidarim, to the next paragraph, Inyan Habeis Hu Nidrei Isser, Shehu Oyser Atzmai Dvarim HaMutarim Lai. Then there's something called Nidrei Isser, where a person makes Isurim in something which is really mutter to him. Now, the Ritva is saying that part of Nidrei Hekdesh is a person making a commitment to give tzedakah. Now, I would say in the Ran, that does not make sense. That should be called Nidrei Hekdesh. Because again, according to the Ran, all Nidarim mean you're making an item usser. Nidrei Hekdesh just means when you're making the item usser, the isser is so complete on everyone that now as a result of the isser, it's dedicated to Hekdesh. But to say the words that when a person accepts upon himself an obligation to give tzedakah, that is called Nidrei Hekdesh. To me in the Ran, that's very difficult to understand. Because Nidarim require a cheftza, requires an item, requires a noun. It can't be on a verb. When a person says, I will give tzedakah, then a person, he's being mechayiv himself an action. Nidarim don't address actions. Nidarim addresses items. From the Ritva to me, it seems like that even though there's something called Nidarim, the category of Nidrei Hekdesh is very different than the category of Nidrei Isser. Nidrei Isser is very much involved. It's item-focused. It's chefetz-focused. You're creating an Isser and an item. But Nidrei Hekdesh is totally something different. Nidrei Hekdesh, by definition, is when a person is makabel on himself to do a certain action, an action which is a mitzvah, an action like to bring a karbon, an action to give tzedakah, that is called nidrei hekdesh. Now, if you take a look, if you saw in the Gemara in the Beis on the Beis, which was on the last page, the Gemara clearly made a distinction between nidarim and shavuos. The Gemara says, nidarim de mitzer chefza alei. Nidarim is when you make an item usher to you. Then the next line, it says, lafuke shvua, it's not important what it says in between, lafuke shvua to ka'asar nafshe min chefza. A shvua, you ask yourself to an item. The Gemara in Beis and Beis is quite clear that nidarim, you're asking the item to yourself. The isser emanates from the item. By shavuos, you're asking yourself to the item. The isser emanates from the person. Now, in the world of the Ran, that's beautiful. All nidarim are isurim that you place in an item. The isser emanates from the item, whether it's nidrei hekdesh or nidrei isser. But in the world of the Ritva, that idea that nidarim are isser chetza is not really globally true. The Ritva will understand that the Gemara is only talking about nidrei isser when the Gemara says that nidarim are isser chetza. Because according to the Ritva, nidrei hekdesh is on the gavra, it's on the person. Nidrei hekdesh address an action. The Gemara is mashma, that nidarim addresses an item, and shavuos address an action. According to the Ritva, that's not necessarily true. Because according to the Ritva, even nidrei hekdesh address an action. So even though the Gemara is not as problematic on the Ritva, it's better in the Ran, but it's not problematic on the Ritva because the Ritva will learn that this rule that the Gemara says that nidarim are item-focused and nidarim are isser chefza is only referring to nidrei isser. The only question I have a little bit on the Ritva is, why is it that nidrei hekdesh fall under the category of nidarim? I would assume that nidrei hekdesh should fall under the category of shavuos because nidrei hekdesh are focused on the action, not on the item. But again, I think basically have a machloikas, the Ran and the Ritva. What are nidrei hekdesh? Are nidrei hekdesh regular isser chefza, like the Ran says, or are nidrei hekdesh more dinim on the gavra, on the action? That is the shita of the Ritva. This machloikas, the Ran and the Ritva, I think carries through to other places in the Dharm. I just would like to show you where those places are. The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph, on the next page, the Gemara discusses Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, five lines down from the top. Ha'oimer Ashkim Be'eshne Perek Zeh, Eshne Mesech Tezu, Neder Godol Nodar Lelokei Yisrael. That if a person goes ahead and says, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to learn this Mishnah, I'm going to learn this Mesechta, he made a very, very big neder. That's what the Gemara says. Which the Gemara asks, how is that neder effective? Why is that neder chal? V'haloi mushba v'oimedhu. He already swore at Har Sinai that he's going to learn Torah. So already in this Gemara, we have a little bit of an intersection. Because the Gemara says that when a person says, Eshkem v'eshne Mesechta zu, he made a big neder. And the Gemara asks, how can that neder work? He's mushba v'ayim har Sinai. He already made a shavua that he's going to learn. So what is, when a person is machai himself to learn, what is that? Is it a neder or a shavua? So let's look at the Ran. It's really the Ran, the last narrow line in the Ran. V'aloi mushba v'ayim har Sinai hu. Zog the Ran, kloimar. V'adai af al gav to ka'amrit. Neder gadol. Even though the Gemara calls it a neder gadol, Zokteran, shvua ka'amrit. But avada, it's classified as a shvua. Yes, the Gemara calls it neder gadol, but when a person says, I'm going to learn a mesechta, that is called a shvua. The omer behedya b'shvua eshne perek zeh. Because he said, I will learn this mesechta. That is a shvua. That is an action. Sharei neder kivin shu mitzer chefza anavshei lesei le'oilam be'e'eseh. It's impossible to have a neder on something you're going to do. That's the Ran l'shitasai. The Ran understands the meaning of the word neder is an item is usser. Therefore, a neder can never address an action. This that the Gemara says, a person gets up and says, I'm going to learn this mesechta, that has to be a shvua. That cannot be a neder. because that is a person obligating himself on an action. An action which a person's obligated to do is a shvua, not a neder. That is how the Ran understands the Gemara. The Ritva on that Gemara brings down Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Ha'omer Eshna Perek Zeh Eshna Mesech Zu Neder Gadol Nadal Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He brings down the Ran as a Yesh Oimrim. The Ritva starts off by saying Yesh Oimrim the Lav Davka Neder. It's Lav Davka to Neder. The Ha'acha Leka Midi the Mitzer Chefza Alei. Because over here there's no item that he's creating an Isserin, and therefore it's not a Neder. And he brings down the entire paragraph, bringing down the Shita of, I think, is the Shita of the Ran. But then in the next paragraph, he says, Vahanochain. But you know what really the Pshat in the Gemara is? The Milsa Kepashta. No, you take the words at face value. It says Neder Godol, Nadar Ke Yisrael, it's a Neder. The Neder Mamishu, it is literally a Neder. V'loy Nidre Isser, it's just, it's not Nidre Isser. Ella Nidre Hektish. It's Nidre Hektish. Shemekaba olav mitzvah lasois. He's mekaba on himself a mitzvah to do. So you have over here mamish des machloikis the Ran and the Ritva. When a person says, I'm going to learn a mesechta. How do you classify that statement? The Ran lishitasa who holds that all nidarim are iser chefza. He is forced to say that the lashon neder is lav dafka. This is really a shvua because it is action based. The Ritva, however, who says that only nidre iser is item based, is item focused. But nidre hektish is on an action. Just like the Ran says, if a person says, I'm going to give tztaka, that is called nidre hektish. So if a person says, I'm going to learn a mesechta, that's also called nidre hektish. So you have a machloikis, the Ran and the Ritva, how to understand the Gemara and Davches, which is a machloikis lishitasam. Is it Nidre Hektish, or is it a Shvua when a person says, I will learn this particular Masechta? Another example, I think, of this Machloikis is another Ran, where the Ran, further on the Amar al Chesem and Aleph, brings down on the following Gemara. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, the middle of the Amud, Ha'omer L'Chaveroi Nashkin B'Nishne Perek Zeh. If a person says to his friend, let's get up early, let's make an early seder to learn this perek, olav lahashkim, he must get up early to learn with his friend. He says, let's get up early, we'll learn before shachris, get up very early to learn, he must then do so, he must listen to the words that he just said. The Ran says, olav lahashkim, zok the Ran, dibei maschal, olav lahashkim, marked off, mistavruli, it makes sense to me, dehochi ka'omar, this is what the Gemara is saying. Kivon she'omar nashkim, since he said, I'll get up early. No, he didn't just say, I'm going to learn this mesechta, which you have to learn anyway. But here, he said, I'm going to wake up early to learn it. That you're not mechuyev to do. So therefore, since he said, I'm going to get up early to learn this mesechta together with you, harei kibol olav she'ehehu me'oyer bedavar. He's mekabel on himself that he has this oyerus to get up early to learn. And we have time to go through the whole Ran, but the Ran basically says, "V'tarti kamashmolan." And there are two chidushim in the statement. Chada, one is the kabbalah ba'alma l'dvar mitzvah mahanya, that when a person takes on a kabbalah to go ahead and do something a mitzvah, but to do it in a way that's with his iris to do it early, that it is binding. Because the ma'idar minan hachal lehisker lehnedav leshvua. Even though he didn't say a ned or he didn't say a shvua, the fact that he obligated himself to get up early to do a dvar mitzvah is binding. That is one chiddush. And the Ran compares it to just like when a person accepts upon himself to give tzedakah, that kabbalah is binding. So the Ran says clearly that if a person says, I'm going to get up early to learn, that is binding. Just like if a person says, I'm going to give tztaka, that is binding. And therefore, when the Ran says, when a person commits himself to get up early to learn, it's called a kabbalah. It's not a neder, it's not a shvuah. He didn't say, I swear. It's not a shvuah. He just said to his friend, I'm going to get up early to learn. Let's learn together. It's called a kabbalah. So too, when a person says, I'm going to give tztaka, that is called a kabbalah. Not a neder, not nidrei mitzvah. It's called a Kabbalah, Mefurish Naran, the Ran Lishitasai. The Ran cannot learn that Tztaka is a Neder, because according to the Ran, Neder is Isser Cheftza, Tztaka is on the Gavra, there can't be a neder that I will give tzedakah. It only can be binding as a kabbalah, or if he says a shvuah, but it cannot be a neder. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Halacha Aleph, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, just the beginning of the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Hatzedakah, when it comes to tzedakah, Harehu Bechlal HaNedarim, that is one of the nedarim. Lefikach, therefore, Ha'omer Harei Olai Sela Letzedakah, Oy Harei Sela Zutzedakah, Chayiv Litnil Aniyim Miyad. The Rambam says clearly that when a person says, I'm going to give tzedakah, that is a neder. And I believe the ned that the Rambam is talking about is Nidrei Hekdesh, like the Ritva. If you take a look on the next page, we have the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam starts off saying, HaNeder Nechlak L'Shtei Machlukais, that a neder is divided into two categories. One is, of course, Nidrei Hekdesh, one is Nidrei Isser. And when he discusses Nidrei Hekdesh in Halacha Beis, he says, V'achelek HaSheni Hu She'echayiv Atzmai B'Karbon, She'enu Chayiv Bo'i. When a person says, I am chayv a carbon, even though he's not chayv to give the carbon, that is called, he's mil chayv atzmoy, and that is called nidrei hektish. Now again, obligating yourself to bring a carbon, I would understand the fact that you're being chayv yourself to bring a carbon in the world of the Ran cannot be called nidrei hektish. Why? Because nidarim require isser cheftza. You have to address an item. If you don't address an item, if you're addressing an action, that cannot fall under the category of nedarim. Even nidrei hektish. The fact that the Rambam says being mechayiv atzmai to bring a carbon falls under the category of nidrei hektish, to me seems like that the Rambam is learning like the Ritva, that when it comes to nidrei hektish, that could be action-based, that could be focused on an action, and therefore the neder is binding. And that's why I think the Rambam Lishitase understands that if a person says, I will give tzedakah, that is called a neder, that's not called a kabbalah, and it's binding as a nidrei hektish. But there is, obviously, one big kasha on the Ran. The Ran is saying that even nidrei hektish are isurei chefza, even nidrei hektish are chefza based. You have to address a chefza and say that an item is usur. We all know that the classical case of nidrei hektish is when a person says, Hare olai oila, Hare olai shlamim. A person obligates himself to bring a carbon oila, a person obligates himself to bring a carbon shlamim. Now, in all those cases of Hare olai, those are not addressing a specific item. That's an obligation on the person. When you say Hare zu oila, when you say Hare zu shlamim, you point to a specific animal and you say, this animal is an oila, this animal is a shlamim. That could go very well in the world of the Ran, because that is item-based. That is addressing a cheftza. It's saying, this cheftza is also l'kolei alma as an oila, this cheftza is also l'kolei alma as a shlamim. That's very good in the world of the Ran. But the Ran, of course, is maskim. He agrees, it's all over in Shas, that there's another way to make a carbon, and that's by saying, harei olai oila, harei olai shlamim. When you're saying harei olai, you're obligating yourself to bring an oila. You're obligating yourself to bring a shlamim. How can that fall into the category of nidrei hektish according to the Ran if all nidarim require isser cheftza? That is a very big question on the Ran. So to understand and be yashiv the Ran, I think we have to look at Ramban al Chumash, Ramban on the pasuk we started off with, the pasuk of Ish ki yidur neder la Hashem. Zok the Ramban, Ish ki yidur neder. Actually, the Ramban, he starts off quoting Rashi. I just want to skip that part. Okay, Lefi Daiti, if you go down five lines by the period. Lefi Daiti, Shaloi Nisar, he argues on Rashi, but he says, Sharei Omru, he brings down the Gemara and Beis and Mabeis, Benidarim, Tahava Isser Cheftza Ale. Nidarim are Isser Cheftza. Nidarim, you're asering an item. Ulefikach ein on cholin al davar she ain by mamish, and that's why neder can't be chal on something that has that's not tangible. You can't say I'm asering sleep on myself. Sleeping is not tangible. You can ask your eyes from closing to sleep, but you can't say a neder on something which is not tangible. Kugai neder alai shalei adar imach. I say make a neder. I'm not going to talk to you. Oy shalei elech. I'm not going to walk. Oy shalei ishan ukiyetsi behem. Nidarim cannot go on actions. They have to go on cheftzes. This sounds very much like the Ran, this Ramban. V'kivon shadavar kain. So since this is true, that nedarim are only iser chefza, not iser gavra. Nedarim address items, not actions. Nirin hadvarim, shafilu b'dvar harashus. Im amar neder olai sha'oichel hayoyim, oi sha'oichel dover zeh, enoi neder. Therefore, it appears to me that if a person makes a neder, I'm not going to eat today, that is not a neder. Because that is a verb, that is an action. I'm not going to do an action. That is not a neder. You can make a shavua, I'm not going to eat. You can make a neder that all food in the world is usher to me, but you can't make a neder I'm not going to eat. That is action-based, that is not chefza-based, it's not item-based, and the neder cannot work. She'ena neder ala chefetz klal. Ela alav she'asehu. V'loi huskeru nedarim b'gemar b'kom v'aseh klal. Nedarim never address an action. See, here I think Ramban is asking our question. Ramban is saying, like the Ran, that all nedarim are item-based, are based on Isra Chefza. So how does Harei Olai Oila, Harei Olai Shlomim work? Those are actions. Zakt Ramban, Shami Rosai Ligvoya, Nischaivu Boy Nechosov Kmisi Rosai Lehedyet. That when you say something to Hashem, that you're going to give something over to Hashem, it's like you're transferring it to someone else. I think the word oi is a mistake. But I think, take out the word oi. This is a chumra when it comes to nidre hektish. The Ramban is saying as follows. When a person says, Hare Olai Oila, what he's saying is that there's going to come a time where there's going to be an animal here. I'm going to point to the animal. I'm going to bring it as the Oila. So even though at the time he said, Hare Olai Oila, he wasn't at that time being makdish a specific animal. There wasn't any specific animal. He was saying, okay, this now belongs to Gevoya. But by saying the words, Hare Olai Oila, what he said is, there's going to be a specific animal that I am going to dedicate and I'm going to be makriv as a carbon to Hashem. So it's almost like this idea of yesh breira, meaning I am saying harei olai oila, I am going to bring a carbon to Hashem. I'm going to bring a specific animal to Hashem. You want to know which animal? I'll decide later which animal it's going to be.
Even though he's
tayvenach rights. Harei olai? Yeah, because he said I'm going to bring a specific animal, so you have to... Until you're makriv it, then that's not the animal. I'm going to take a specific animal and do the following. If you're a mafresh, an animal, but you are makriv yet and it dies, you didn't fulfill the animal that you're going to be makriv. So in other words, when I say harei olai oila, I'm saying that I am going to bring an animal. Which animal? Whichever animal I end up deciding to bring, and I end up bringing, that's going to be the animal. So what Ramban is saying is that even by nidre hektish, when you say harei olai, you're nonetheless, there's still an item here that you are going to end up bringing as a carbon. So therefore, even hare olai, and I think when he says it's a chaymer shebehektish, I think this is something that doesn't work by, if I say I'm going to give you a present, what's it going to be? I'll decide later. That's going to get into the breira shmuz, and it could be that doesn't work. Dover shalabala oila might not work, but it's a chaymer behektish. When a person says hare olai, really that is also item-based, it's chefza-based. It's just going to end up being whichever chefza I end up bringing as a carbon, that's going to be the one that I said hare olai on. Whatever it is, he is saying there's going to be an animal out there I'm going to bring.
He doesn't know anything about that.
But whenever he ends up 10 years later, Bal Ta'achar, but 10 years later, in fact, I think 10 years later when he decides this is going to be the animal, I don't think he has to say Harezu Hektish, which is normally what you have to do to be Maktish an animal. I think he just says, okay, this is what I was talking about 10 years ago. That's it. He doesn't have to makdish the animal. Really, what he's doing is, the hektish that he said 10 years ago, he's saying is, should be chal on this animal. So therefore, I understand that perhaps this is how the Ran understands nidre hektish. The Ran will agree that when a person says, hare alai oila, that avada, the din is, that that's going to be binding as a neder because it is somewhat chefza-based. Because when he says, hare alai, what he's saying is, there's going to be a specific animal he's going to bring as a carbon. And therefore, there is an item here that's going to end up being usser. Ma she'en kein, according to the Ritva and the Rambam, they're going to understand, no, that's not the idea of Harei Olai Oila. Harei Olai Oila is a neder. You know why? Because it's called Nidrei Hekdesh, not Nidrei Yisr, nothing to do with Nidrei Yisr. Even though all Nidrei Yisr are Chefza-based, nonetheless, when it comes to Nidrei Hekdesh are not Chefza-based. They are based even on an action, and a person, through Nidrei Hekdesh, can be mechayev and obligate himself on a specific action. The one little question I do have on this, and I don't really have a klar yishuv, is that if that is correct, according to Ramban, what happens when a person says, I'm going to give a dollar to tzedakah? Because there, one could say that's similar to Harei Olai Oila, where I'm going to give a dollar to the tzedakah, and even let's say now he's penniless, whenever he ends up finding a dollar and getting a hold of a dollar, and they're giving that to tzedakah. The way, to me, it seems like in the Ran, he sounds like whenever a person says Harei Olai Litain tzedakah, then it sounds like that it's only a Kabbalah, not a Neder at all. Unless, the only thing I was thinking of is when the when he says, that when he says, if there's an idea of, just a person says, I'm going to give tzedakah. If he doesn't say a specific thing, maybe then that's not, it's not chefza based, as opposed to Harei Olai Oila, Harei Olai Shlamim. There's only specific animals could be brought for a specific purpose. That I'm not 100% sure. But at any rate, this much I do see in the Ramban. The Ramban is very much paralleling the Ran, where all Nidarim are Isser Chefzes, whether it's a Nidrei Hekdesh or it's Nidrei Isser. And understanding when you say Harei Olai Oila, that's something which is very unique, because that is also chefza based eventually when you end up bringing that animal as a carbon. Masha Enk, and according to the Ritva, according to the Rambam, to me it seems that Nidrei Hekdesh are its own category of Nidarim. It's very similar to a Shvuah, and therefore Nidrei Hekdesh are not Chefza based. Nidrei Hekdesh will work on an action. Nidrei Isser are Chefza based. Nidrei Isser only work on a Chefza. So I think then the obvious question still is that in the Ran, it's very good why Nidrei Hekdesh are called Nidarim. Because like we said, Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isser are very similar. Both are Chefza based. Both are creating Isser in an item. Again, Nidrei Isser is only local Isurim. Nidrei Hekdesh are Isurim to everyone. As a result of those Isurim, now belongs to Hekdesh. I understand why Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isser are called Nidarim. The question still is, in the Ritva and the Rambam, why do you call Nidrei Hekdesh Nidarim? I would have said, Nidarim mean Nidrei Isser. And under Shavuos, there are two types of Shavuos. I can make a Shavuah, I'm not going to eat a piece of bread, which has nothing to do with Shemayim. And I can make a Shavuah that I'm going to bring something as a carbon, I'm going to give tzedakah, which is Shavuos l'Shemayim. I'll say Shavuos Isser and Shavuos l'Shemayim. Why are Nidrei Hekdesh called Nidarim? I would call them Shavuos. So the way I understood it, I don't have clear proofs to it, but I just want to show you at least why I have an inkling to in this direction, is that I think according to the Ritva and the Rambam, the definition of the word Nidarim is not Isser Chefza. That's not the definition of the word. According to the Ran, it is. According to the Ramban, it is. But not according to the Ritva and the Rambam. I think according to the Ritva and the Rambam, the definition of the word Neder is an obligation. A Neder is an obligation. A Shavuah is a promise. Now, I know it sounds like a question of semantics, but allow me to explain. Both Shavuos and Nidarim are both commitments. But one is an obligation, one is a promise. The difference to me between an obligation and a promise is as follows, and I'm going to give you a case just to illustrate that difference. Imagine on Sunday today, someone gets up and says the following. I have two pieces of bread in front of me. Piece number one, piece number two. On piece number one, I say, Kikar zu, bread zu, osur alai, kehektish. I make a neder on bread number one. And on bread number two, I say, I'm making a shavua, I'm not going to eat bread number two. Okay? So bread number one is osur b'neder. Bread number two is osur b'shavua. Comes Monday morning, he eats both pieces of bread. I understand that when it comes to bread number one, when he ate that piece of bread on Monday, he broke his commitment. He broke his obligation not to eat the bread. I'm sorry, that the bread is usher. The bread is usher for eating. He made a commitment and obligation. He made a commitment and obligation that this bread will not be eaten by me. He broke that obligation on Monday. He did an Avera on Monday. Give me a minute. On piece of bread number two, when he ate it on Monday, you know what ended up happening by eating it on Monday? he now became a liar on Sunday when he swore and he promised, I'm not going to eat that piece of bread. Again, nedarim, when a person breaks a neder, the way I understand it, he's not a shakran, he's not a liar. He obligated himself and committed himself that this piece of bread is usher to him, and he broke that commitment, he broke that obligation, but he's not a liar. When he made a shavua, he's not going to eat that piece of bread, and now he ate the bread, it comes out, l'mafreya, he lied. The obligation not to eat piece of bread number two was because if you eat it, you're going to end up being a liar. The obligation not to eat piece of bread number one is because he said this piece of bread is usher. And just to give you a raya to that type of idea is, we all know, shavuos also work l'sha'avar in the past. If a person makes a shavua, I did not eat a piece of bread yesterday, and really he did, he's a liar, right? He's a liar. That same title of shavua applies to the future as well. So I think the chiddush of shavua is, just like if I make a shavua, I swear, the person swears he didn't eat bread yesterday, and he really ate bread. He is a liar. He promised he didn't eat bread, and really he ate bread. He's a liar. When he promises for the future, he's not going to eat bread, and he eats bread, he's also a liar. The iser shavua is that don't you make a promise, don't lie. Mashenk and the Durm don't work on the past. You can't make a neder, I didn't, that the bread yesterday was usher to me. No such thing. A neder only works in the future, because I believe a neder is a commitment and an obligation. That only works on the future, not on the past. Shavuos, nedarim. Just one more proof to this idea. If you don't mind going back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, again, Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph. And again, remember, in the way I understand it, the Rambam is going in line with the Ritva. Okay? Let's look at the Rambam. I'm sorry, just want to finish the thought. When the Rambam in Halacha Aleph discusses Nedarim Nidrei Isser, the Rambam says as follows. Hachelek HaRishon hu sheyesor al atzmai dvarim hamutarim loy, kigoin sheyoymar peris medina plainis asurin olai kol shloishim yoyim oyla oylam. That Nidrei Isser is when a person makes asurs on himself, prohibits on himself things which are really mutter, like he says, the peris of this medina are also to me for the next 30 days or forever. I'm in plenty me peris ha'olam, I peris elu asuron olai, b'chol loshen she'ye asur harei ze nesar b'hen. So that's the halach of the Rambam, that's halach of Nedarim. Any loshen you use, kinuim, yadais, which is the first Mishnah in Nedarim, that creates iser, that now he's not allowed to eat those peris according to whatever condition he made. The Rambam then continues, the Rambam says, even though he didn't say the word shvua, even though he didn't make a shvua, he didn't say Shem Hashem, which is normally affiliated with shvuas, the din is that those peris are usur. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam to me sounds like he's saying as follows. When a person makes a neder and says that this kikar is usur to me, the kikar is usur, even though he didn't say shvua. Now, I would say in the world of the Ran, that's pashut. I mean, shvua has nothing to do with neder. Neder is iser cheftza. Shvua is iser gavra. So you're going to tell me the following. When a person makes a cheftza usser, it's usser even though he didn't make it iser gavra. Yeah, well, nedarim are iser cheftza, shvua is iser gavra. Of course, you don't make a shvua when you make a neder, because a neder and a shvua are two totally separate things. One's iser cheftza, one's iser gavra. Almost like, what are you talking about? I think in the Rambam, to me, it sounds like that a shvua and a neder share something very similar. Both are obligations and commitments. What the Rambam, I think, is saying is that when your person obligates and commits himself that he is not going to eat a certain kikar, a shvua is also a certain commitment. A shvua is also a certain obligation. Zok the Rambam, the obligation of a neder, the commitment of a neder is effective and it's usur, even though he didn't say the word shvua. Even though he didn't make a promise, so to speak. What the Rambam is describing is that a person is able to make isurim that he cannot do, even though he did not say the word, I promise. So again, in the world of the Ran, I would say that, I mean, of course, it's pashut. Of course you didn't say the word shvua when you made a neder. In the world of the Rambam, there is some similarity between shvuas and nedarim. Just like in the Rambam, nidrei hektish and nidrei iser are both called nedarim. So therefore, the Rambam is speaking out that the chiddush of a neder is a person can say, create Isser, even though he doesn't say the word Shavuah, because there is a similarity between Shavuah and the Nedarim that they're all obligations. Now, I think the Rambam will, of course, say that when you have Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isser, those are obligations and those are commitments where you cannot break that commitment, break that obligation, because you're obligated to act a certain way towards this kikar, towards this chefza, towards this item. Mashiach and Shavuah is a promise that you will do or not do certain things. But at least I understand why the Rambam should at least compare and bavurn and discuss that a neder is effective even though you didn't say the word Shavuah, even though you say the word, the name of Hashem. In fact, I also understand the whole concept of Shem Hashem by a Shavuah. We all know that really a real Shavuah is, a person says, it's a Shem Hashem. A person says, it's Loisi Shavuah B'Shmi L'Sheker. It's very, the Shem Hashem is very often associated with the Shavuah. All the things that are associated with Shavuah is a person says, B'chai HaMelech, you know, by my life, I'm going to do such and such a thing. I think that it's very careful. A person be very careful. It's a very common expression. A person says, for the life of me, I don't understand. That's a common sprach. I think you have to be very careful when you say those words. If you see in Shas saying the word by my life or so on and so forth, that is a very, very dangerous term. It could be it's a shvuah. I understand the whole concept of saying Shem Hashem or by the life of a person when he makes a shvuah is because, again, a shvuah is a promise. A shvuah means something is emes, something is true. There's no greater truth than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what a person is saying is, by my life, he's saying is, just like I am alive, the truth that I am alive, so too the truth is to the statement that I'm about to make. I believe that it all works in the world of Shavuos, because Shavuos are a promise. Mashiach, when it comes to Nedarim, when Nedarim is an obligation, Nedarim is creating an Isser, that now you're obligated, you're bound by its commitment, then, of course, there is no discussion of Shem Hashem. There's no discussion of for the life. And what the Rambam is describing is that to make an obligation, a commitment, it is binding, even though you don't say the word Shavuah, you don't say the Shem Hashem, as opposed to a Shavuah, which is a promise, which means that this is emes. Just like when you make a promise on the past, what you're saying is, what I'm saying is emes, so too when you make a promise on the future, what you're saying, this is emes, and therefore, if you break that promise, effectively, you're saying that you lied. This difference that we're saying now in the Nedarim, between, let's say again, the Rambam, the Ritva against the Ran and the Ramban, I think is pronounced just in understanding the concept now of even Nidrei Isser. According to the Ran, according to the Ramban, Nidrei Isser are creating an Isser to emanate from a Chetza. Masha Enkin, according to the Rambam, and according to the Ritva, there are Isurim of Nidrei Isser are Chetza oriented, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Isser coming out of the Chefza. I think there's another Machloikis, which I think this would affect. And if you look at the Ran on Tezvav Amud Aleph, I'll say a little bit quickly, running out of time, but the Ran discusses on a Gemara, where a person says, I am making my item usher to someone else. A person says, my item is usher to you. A person has the ability to make a neder on his item that's now usher to someone else. The question is, if the person violates the other person, because they have Reuven and Shimon, I'm sorry, I'll be clear. Reuven has a piece of bread. Reuven says, Shimon, this piece of bread is usher to you. That neder is binding. What happens now when Shimon eats the bread? Now, Shimon never made a neder. Reuven made the neder. Reuven said, this piece of bread is usher to you, Shimon. Look at the Ran. Kloimar. Loike. He, aval hu ena leike, in this case, the man and a woman. Sherei le also shum iser ela shehedira. Meaning as follows, talking about a man and a woman. A man made, to make it simple, a man said, a piece of bread is usher to you, Mrs. I'm asking this piece of bread to you, it's his wife, whatever it is. If she eats that piece of bread, she gets malchus because she violated a neder. The Ran then brings down the Rambam. Aval Rambam zel kosav loike hu shehedira im hehena oisa. He gets the malchus if he fed her that piece of bread. Aval he ain't a leike. Dikimid loy nodra klal, loy shaykh bo, loy yachal devoroi. There's a machloikis, the Ran, and the Rambam. Make it clear again. Reuven has a piece of bread. He says to Shimon, this piece of bread is usher to you, Shimon. Shimon eats that piece of bread. The Ran says, Shimon gets malchus. Aye, Shimon never made a nether. I understand. that according to the Ran, when Reuven said this piece of bread is usur to you, Shimon, the piece of bread now became a cheftzad isura, something which is usur to Shimon. And when Shimon ate that bread, he violated the isur which is in that piece of bread. And therefore Shimon will get malchus. The Ram will say, what are you talking about? The isur bal yachal is an obligation. It's a commitment. Who made that commitment? Reuven made that commitment, not Shimon. If Reuven would feed the piece of bread to Shimon, then Reuven will get malchus, because Reuven broke his own commitment. Reuven broke his obligation. But Shimon, who ate the piece of bread, he never committed himself not to eat the bread. He never obligated himself not to eat the bread. Therefore, Shimon won't get malchus, only Reuven. Again, that's the machlokes in my mind, the Ran and the Rambam. Even in Nedarim, to understand our Nedarim, when you say it's Isser Cheftza, does it mean that there's an Isser that emanates from the Cheftza, or is it Isser Cheftza, it's an obligation which is Cheftza based?